According to MoveOn.org, you and I and most everyone we know are part of what they term the other 98%.
About 2% of the wealthiest people in the United States are represented by this ongoing army of lobbyists, people who have full-time lobbyists representing their interests in Washington. Now, the other 98% of us aren't represented in that way.
But we should be better represented by our elected officials, continues David Walls, coordinator of the Sonoma County Move On Council. That's the core message behind a nationwide series of rallies the organization is mounting today, including one here in Santa Rosa. Organizing under the banner of Fight Washington Corruption, specifically in the form of big money special interests, Wall says the campaign has three interlocking goals.
To overturn Citizens United, that Supreme Court decision on corporate personhood that essentially gave corporations First Amendment rights and equated dollars with votes. Second would be to support public financing for election campaigns. And the third would be to restrict lobbying activity and make it more transparent so that if lobbyists visit the White House or congressional offices, those scheduling books are all public and we know who's met with whom about what.
The Supreme Court's Citizens United decision is at the top of the list because of its direct effect on representative democracy, Wall says. He would like to see Congress roll back the court's ruling, but recognizes that a stronger measure may be needed to accomplish that.
Whether there is legislation that can accomplish most of that in a way that won't be overturned by the Supreme Court probably remains to be tested. But in the long run, we may need a constitutional amendment that specifies that corporations are not people who get First Amendment rights.
Featured speakers at the Move On rally in Old Courthouse Square this afternoon include Norman Solomon and Cynthia Boaz, a political science professor at Sonoma State, who says events such as these are needed to re-energize the constituency that coalesced in support of the Obama presidential campaign 2 years ago.
A large number of people on the left were expecting a much quicker result once President Obama was elected. So there's been a lot of disenchantment with the relatively slower pace of reform. We kind of forget that significant change is usually incremental. It's very difficult to dismantle in 1 or 2 years a new set of institutions and norms that was put in place over a period of about a decade.
Boaz sees in the debate over corporate personhood an issue that could mobilize voters away from cynicism and back into activism in a drive to invert the top-down paradigm of political influence.
We need to re-empower ourselves, find a way to understand the concept of power within democracy in a more authentic way, which is bottom-up.
There is abundant frustration and anger on both ends of the political spectrum, Boaz observes. The challenge, she says, is to channel it into constructive outcomes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.